Oh, In the society, we see a lot of rapists, abusers of children, attackers, violently, sexually. First of all, you have to understand nobody is born as a rapist in the society. They are not born as a rapist. They are not born as an abuser. It is the society makes them abuser and rapist. Let me suggest you first one thing. Like the psychologist, they always mention the child which is abused by a man or a woman. When that child is grown up, no matter if it's a girl or a boy, they are attracted to the children. Psychologists are wrong in this aspect. The child who is abused in his childhood or in her childhood cannot be a rapist. Maybe he or she will suffer a lot because of remembering all these incidents happened. The way they were abused, they were helpless. That's what I, first of all, I want to put psychologists down. That is not true. Then what is true? True is, a man, when he feels powerless that this lady denied me for the sex. One lady, two ladies. On the third attempt, he will be violent. Even his own partner, towards his own partner, he will be violent. Because then he feels powerless, that he doesn't have the power. And in the society, that person can become rapist. He'll start abusing other ladies. Same thing happened to the woman. If the woman loves someone, or a young girl loves someone, and she's rejected by the person, so chances are she might act violently, sexually. And when it doesn't happen, it is not in her hands, so they become violently. Then the other person, which is stronger, she cannot rape him. So she goes towards the children. But don't think rapes happens only between men and women. It can happen between women and men, among the men and men. It goes all the way around. And remember, there are violent predators in the college campuses, or in the schools, high schools even. be careful. Because the violent predators, they can really attack you, hurt you even physically. And it is hard when a lady is supposed 100 pounds, 110 pounds, and a 6 feet taller person, or 6.5 feet. And if these rapists who are raping that kind of lady, she cannot protect herself that time. Because I have seen, if these players, they are denied by the lady, are rejected by the lady, they become violent sexually, and they begin to attack other ladies. Why? They are not rapists, but they attack because they are rejected. And they are so muscly, they are so strong, they can rape people. Don't think that is just a karma, that the lady is raped by someone. That was her karma to be raped. No, that is also wrong concept. These rapists, they are collecting lot of bad karma. Why they collect lot of bad karma? Because they are hurting someone emotionally, physically, and mentally. The person who is raped or abused or molested sexually, that child, when grown up in the society, will be always fearful. His or her channels not open for whole of the life. Why? Because they always dream. Even in the dream, they dream like the person is coming and attack one. They get panicky attack, they get lot of anxiety. They are so afraid to live in the society. They become introvert. They become very shy. And they don't want to have anything to do with other men or dating him. They're so afraid because they remember the incident, what happened to them. And they were helpless, especially in the childhood when these things happen. It's very terrible because it is hard to forget childhood incidents. And the rapist who is raping or abusing or molesting this child is collecting so many bad karma that they are going to go down. This life, maybe they have achieved somehow the human body. Next life, they might go down. They will not even be human anymore. Then maybe they will be born as animals. Or maybe somewhere they will burn. What Catholic and the Hindus, they say hell. I don't say hell, maybe the hellish kind of planet. They will be born and they will suffer there. So any rape, any abuse, any molestation is not accepted. It is not just to be just blame, oh, it is just the karma. electricity is not the karma. They collect the new karma. And when they keep collecting the new karma, they become very, very much active, but sexually active, and also the distance. They attack one, attack another, because nobody likes them later. When they don't like it, what is going to happen? They will try to find a lady somewhere alone, and they will try to date. Same thing happened with women. Women and women, men and men. It depends who they are. What do they feel? They will attack one another. And it is unfortunate it is happening in the society. Why it is happening? Because we don't give them proper education since beginning. If we could have given proper education to the children, and they get real education in the school, they never will be collecting those bad karma by abusing or molesting or raping other people. Can they get a good foundation? Our schools lack this. They don't give our children a good foundation of respect each other's emotions, respect each other's faith, respect each other's individuality. So if they get that, that will be blessings in the society. And we can finish these rapist people just by education. They will not be born that way. But remember, the rapists are there because many people are desperate. Desperation is another cause that makes them rapists. Because they are not satisfied. They are not satisfied with the fight. Somehow they get rejected and they become desperate. And desperation leads them to be rapist. Because if the husband is rejected by the wife, what he will do? He either indulges himself into a masturbation, or he will try to find other partners somehow when they're weak. Or they will attack when nobody is there. And they don't know why they are doing it. It happens so automatically, mechanically, they do it. And when they do it, it becomes their habit. It never stops. Those people need a lot of help too. Where they can stop it. But instead of we putting them in the jails or prison behind the bar, we need to give them education there too. If we give them education, they can turn out to be good people. That's what I told, that somebody is born as a racist. If the society is their idea, or maybe the parents. Look at how they learn sexual thoughts. how they become rapists. Children are very wise. The parents who are ignorant parents, at night, they are having sex. They don't know that the child is sleeping on the other room. Maybe he's awake. And the children are very curious about what is going on. When they see what is going on, they may be awake, they may be hear you, and even their hormones are not active yet. They are maybe 4 or 5 years old. Maybe they are not sexually active. They cannot be sexually active 4 or 5 years old because they are not hormones yet. But when they hear it, something which is going on through their parents, the sounds they hear, they try to make that sound. And they may be looking them keyholes, you never know. But we are not careful about anything. So the society, the makes a child worse. That's what these things, whenever a husband, wife or a partner, they are in love or they are making love, they have to show that their privacy is not invaded by even a child. If they are careful, I can guarantee you, your child will be a very good child. When he's grown-up man, grown-up lady, she will be very good because they learn from the first thing from the home. And if we are always alert, careful, in those moments, your child is very good. You are raising the child very well. And that child, most probably 100%, will not attack sexually on other person. That is guarantee. I know that there are many people, they come here to consult with me. That I remember my childhood, that my mom told me that I was lying down at night, and we were having, like we were making love, and he must have heard something. He told me that my mom told me, rascal. It means she knew that her child is listening all these conversation, or listening all these sounds. Otherwise, she will not say rascal. That I think sometimes why my mom said to me rascal. Now I remember why she used to tell me rascal. So it is not the child's fault. It is the fault of parents. That's what I blame the society more. If our society structure can be changed, we can not have a society rapist or abusers. Because society structure is not the way what we think. Our society structure has to be something different. Our education has to be something different. So since childhood, since the babyhood, you don't think that the baby doesn't know. Maybe the parents they are making love and baby is just awake. They think, oh, 2 years baby doesn't know anything. Then I can tell you that a child learns from 2 to 5 years. Between 2 years and 5 years, as much they can learn 2 to 5 years, they cannot learn up to 10 and 15 years. Because whatever they hear, whatever they see, they cannot forget. That's why I tell that the shy children who are abused by grown-up people, or ladies or men, doesn't matter whom, by whom, those children cannot forget those incidents all of their life. We can help them. We can help the rapist. We can help those children who are abused or molested by other people. That's what we do here, that how we can help him, how they can dissolve those thoughts, how they cannot dream again and again the man is coming and attacking on me, or this lady is coming and attacking on me, and they have always nightmares, they have always bad dreams about it. Somebody is coming with the knife, somebody is coming with the gun and will rape me, and they scream, even they are grown up because they were abused. So there are many things needs to be taught in the society, and I strongly tell people that it is easy to blame anyone, that maybe it is the karma that a rapist did with me, and maybe it was my karma. It is easy to convince yourself, but it is not the case. Don't convince. Get the help and get a better person in the society. Whatever is slipped from your hand, it cannot come back. But you can shape your life a better way. You can carve your life a better way. And you will be the best person in the society if you get help. Maybe psychologists can help a little bit, but that's what I said. Psychologist has a lot of wrong ideas too. You need to seek a right person, a right guidance. If you do it, you will be surprised. Your all these thoughts, bad dreams, fear, it will begin to dissolve. And not only that, who is the rapist that needs our most help? Otherwise, it will go on and on and on. Let me give you last little bit clue about it. Many societies, like in the Arab countries, maybe you don't know it. Even Afghanistan, there is a law. If somebody rape you, the rapist is not behind the bar. The girl is behind the bar. Because they think she committed adultery. And that is the law of Afghanistan. They need to be changed that. And it happened there, several incidents. Westerns are becoming aware, but in Afghanistan they are not. Because the problem is, if she is raped, the family thinks now it will be a very much insult. We are insulted in the whole society that she is raped. Nobody is going to marry her. So the parents force her to marry the rapist. Can you believe that? Rapist is supposed to be behind the bar and she has to marry the rapist. It is not justice. We need to change our laws, especially Afghanistan or Arab countries. If we begin to change, we can change the whole structure of the society. The structure of the society has something to do with the rapists, because we create lot of rapists. Why? Because the way our education is, way our structure of the society is, we will going to create lot of rapists. It is better to start changing the real thing. The real thing is since the child. And the parents have to take first step. Full privacy. There is no like they are committing sin to making love. No. I'm not saying that. But can they be careful or aware about their own babies or their own children so they don't have those thoughts in the early age? Yeah, the time comes, hormones changes, it comes. Parents play the big role. And once these thoughts enter in the childhood, it is very difficult to stop. And it creates a lot of trouble in the family, in the society, and the child can be violent. Because whatever he has seen or she has seen, they want it to. They are lack of knowledge. They don't know anything. They are innocent. So it is in our hands. Parents will be the first to be blamed. And second thing is structure of society, and third thing is education system. We need to give them good education. And all education has to be given properly. Not only psychology. That sexual is psychology. No, not everything psychology. Psychology say many things, but it doesn't mean that it is true. So if we give this good education to our children will be the best children in the society. And they are innocent. They are the best ones. So that's why we need those things to apply in the society, and we can diminish the rapist from our society. Jai Siddhartha. No, rejection is one thing, because if they are rejected once, twice, three times, that's what I'm saying, they get rejected again and again, and they don't find the partner, and they try to attack someone. And if they succeed in the first attack, they become a rapist. They didn't want to become a rapist. Is the circumstances, they are very good people. They were not thinking even to be rapists. But they turn out to be sometimes. I'm not talking all the people. Most of people, when they get rejected, rejection is the one factor to make the person like a rapist, attacker. If they don't succeed, then they try again. If they succeed, they try again and again. Unless someone they found very good person, partner, they can stop right away. But if they go too far, they will go on. And I can tell you, the one most factor to create rapist is our diet. The children's diet is very bad. The diet of the children, like in the Western countries, we have a special milk. Milk, we give the hormones to the cows. And our all children drink that milk. And they are grown up very quickly, even they are 5 years old, because they are taking hormones through the milk. And we are giving all these hormones, strong hormones, to the cow, because the farmers, our laws are not strict. Farmers give it because they can give more milk. The more milk they will give it, as and when the cow stops giving milk, they just slaughter the cow. That has something to do with this milk. Our diet, whatever we eat, even fruits, vegetables, we don't know how even they spray. Maybe they have some kind of spray which steers your this kind of hormones in early age. So there are many factors we need to make it correct. We need to practice this type of thing. If parents are very well educated and they know what to give to the child, I guarantee you, maybe 14 or 15 years old girl or boy, they will not know even what hormones is. But otherwise, like 7 years old girl, 8 years old boy, they are full of hormones, and they are active sexually already. Why? It is the parents' fault. They don't know. They have to give the natural milk, which is like organic. The cow is treated very well. That kind of, we have that kind of knowledge. It makes a child best in society. Abortion, according to the country, if it is legal or illegal. If it is legal, then the government doesn't punish you. And you don't feel guilty about it, even though it is wrong. But if it is illegal and you still do it, so you feel guilty later, and guilt, feeling guilty is a sin. Yes, on the first hand, when someone has an abortion, it is like killing a living being, even though that living being doesn't have yet different organs have developed all these parts of the body. Sure, consciousness is there, soul is there, but it is in the process. So if it is process, is already for 2 months or 3 months or 4 months, it is still not developed. The main organs are the brain, not developed yet. It is in undeveloped organs and undeveloped mind. But soul is still there. So it depends on when people have abortion. So they collect that degree, karmic effects. They have on certain degree karmic effects. Like suppose somebody knows after 15 days, but nobody will know actually before a month that if she is pregnant or not pregnant. So that is still, there is no any parts of the, it is just a cell, it is just a liquid. And the cell begin to multiply. If somebody decide to have abortion, and it also depends on the condition. Like what about if somebody raped someone? If somebody rapes someone, if mother decides not to have that baby, I consider that lady is wise enough not to keep it. How do you know what kind of person he was? He was already bad person. That's what he raped you. And you got pregnant. So if you don't know a person and you still keep it, will be very bad consequences. And the father will not be known never. The child will suffer forever. So you can decide, it is up to the person. In that case, that abortion will not have much karmic effect on the mother at all. Even it is killing. But she will decide right away. So it is just a beginning, the cells beginning to multiply. It is in the very early stage, very few karmic effects. But if somebody decide after 4 months pregnancy, it is like the baby can feel no pain. Because it's not developed main organs yet, but it is bodies being built already. Cells are multiplied and it is in the form of the body. So the more you will wait, the more karmic effect you will have. So if they want to have abortion, I am not in favor of abortion. If they want to, if it is legal in your country, and if you and your husband, your family, they don't want to have baby, so decide in the early stage. At least you still have less karmic effect if you don't want it. But I will suggest you be careful. If you want a baby, you decide it, you want to have it. Except the rape case or the other cases that you can conceive a baby, you decide. That is abortion, I think, in that case is the only I will suggest to you. Otherwise, abortion is like killing a living being. And when it is killing a living being, when it is developed after 2 months or 3 months old, then will have consequences, the karmic effects, like you are killing a person. So killing a person is a crime. And the government will not forgive you, they will punish you. So abortion is very early stage, is totally different karmic effects. The more you wait it, it has bigger karmic effects on you. So you decide, I think is the best way, you don't decide to have a baby. That is the best way. So you don't have to collect that karma, the bad karma, which can take your soul on the lower level. According to me, if you kill any five senses living being, including human, animals, they have all five senses, so your soul can go downward instead of going upward. So the abortion depends on what stage you are aborting a person, aborting a baby. So you decide if it is illegal in your country, but if still somebody raped you, I will suggest you don't keep that baby at all. Otherwise, it is very troubling. It will be very difficult for the mother, and the society doesn't accept usually. So why to go to the hard way? It is better to just, as soon as it is possible, as soon as you find out that you are pregnant, that's what you decide, or your family decide. I will not say yes or no, but in that case I am not in favor, because you, the baby never will have a good father at all, because the person who is going here and there is a already criminal, and the criminal persons, to have a baby from the criminal is not good for you, is not healthy for you. That is the only case I favored, to have abortion. Otherwise, you decide if you want to have baby or you don't want to have baby. But if you don't want to have baby, on another case, decide as early as possible, so you have less karmic effect. The more you wait, the more you get bigger karmic effect. It is like killing a person. So try to avoid the situation, not to have that situation that you have to kill a living being. So killing a person, and deliberately, voluntarily, knowingly, your soul can be dragged towards downward. Means downward means from human to animal, animal to maybe to the trees or to the bacteria. So try to avoid that violence, that killing. And if you are wise enough, if you are listening to me, make a good decision in your life. The best decision you can make, as early as possible. And the good decision will make you healthy, will make you not feeling guilt. And remember always, if you are feeling guilt, you are collecting lot of sin, collecting lot of karma. And once you collect lot of karma, you suffer. And you are in the cycle of birth and death, and in the lower life even. So listen and be wise. Try to understand this concept and be wise enough. To be wise prevents abortion.
geweest. Hè. Ze zijn er nog geweest en al. Maar. Zelfs de wereld. Dat is niet heel snel. En je zwaar ziet. Ja, maar ik ga nu sneller. Ik ligt graag. Ja, dat is niet een kwestie. Die zit daar weer op. Zit er niet bij mij. Dat is een schaar proces. Hé, shh. Ik heb nog eens dit. Stop. 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 Stop.